You're listening to The Pulse, URN's award-winning news show, where it's all about the news that matters to you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Pulse. My name is David, and I'm your host. We're joined in the studio by Bessie, Fred, and Nikki, and also our producer, Harry. But let's start off with a talk about a controversial man, to say the least. Fred, what have you got for us?
So Hugh Hefner, who created the Playboy magazine and the entertainment industry giant that it was, he died last Wednesday. He was 91, and he created this. He created the Playboy magazine, first edition, 1953. So he lived by... this was a magazine which promoted, he argues, sort of freedom of expression and freedom of sort of sexual appetite. Really, it was a progressive value man. This is one point of view, people would say. So he advertised this as being a step away from the society that he thought that America was at the moment, sort of a priggish society of having values that were way too. Undercovers, under wraps. However, then there's other sides to this, where people have come out and said the treatment of women in this Playboy mansion, where the photographs were taken, the treatment of women there was just unacceptable, and his attitude towards women also was derogatory, really. And it's an interesting topic, and there's many aspects we can go to, I think. But one of the first things I was thinking about was how should he be judged? Should he be judged by today's standards of the way we've progressed since the 1950s? Should he be judged by today's standards or by the standards he was trying to change in 1950?
I think in this case, definitely, I don't think the standards, the way we judge, should have changed that much, just because the objectification of women, the use of women's images without their permission. Quite famously, the first ever edition he did included a full nude of Marilyn Monroe that she actually never gave permission for him to use. And the fact that he has chosen to be buried next to her, so to quote him, he can be with her for eternity, which I'm assuming would be against her will, I think is the ultimate sign of the sort of man he was, that even in death, he has somehow managed to force his company upon a woman where it isn't wanted. So I don't think this is a matter of saying, oh, but you've got to take it in the times, 1950s, gender relations were different, the way women were viewed were different, because this is still a rampant objectification of women and a disrespect because using their image without permission. That's the main thing I have an issue with.
Well, we can do both, can't we? We can judge it by... The magazine was created at a time when things like that were a bit more acceptable, though you are right, Bessie. He bought nude pictures of Marilyn Monroe from a calendar that she did and never asked her permission to print them in his magazine. She was very popular at the time.
This has happened with countless
people. Oh, of course. But that's an example of, you know, the very first one. So while we can say, yes, we can judge him based on the standards of today, we can't judge his actions in the past by the standards of today as much. And that's not to say that they were right. They were still wrong by the standards of the past. Yeah. But there are differences in how you can look at his life. And it is certainly true that what he did, even if, well, not so much even if, but immoral though it may be, and unnecessary, some might say, as it may be, it has created a society in which we have become more, I say, laissez-faire with these kind of things. Would you not agree that it's... Are we living in a better society, for want of a better word than better?
I don't think he can be single-handedly thanked for the sexual revolution of the 1960s and 70s. And actually, I think it's the women who chose to go on those covers and who made the decision to go topless or to go nude.
But would they have had the opportunity to without?
Without him, yes. You're right, he did create a platform. And I think the creation of the platform was a good thing. However, I don't think the way he managed it was done in the most respectful manner. I have nothing against the idea, the concept of Playboy, if it is consensual. If the woman is the one making the decision, she has chosen how she wants to appear on the cover and she has made all of the costume choices. But you only need to have a quick look on Wikipedia or Google to see that actually Hugh Hefner has famously put a lot of pressure on women to reveal more of their bodies than they wanted to. We've had countless stories of photographers treating the women in ways and using photos that they promised would never be seen, and then a week later they see that the nude photo that they didn't want to take is suddenly on the cover and being sold to millions of people. So I have no problem with the concept of Playboy if it's consensual, and that is, I think, that is the big point with anything of this nature. There's nothing wrong with being liberal sexually. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your body, and there's nothing wrong with displaying that and owning your sexuality, as long as that is your choice. But when someone else is using your sexuality against your will to sell things and to make money, I think that is completely immoral.
I would agree with that. I'm sort of on the fence on the issue, because like you said, like, if it's a woman's choice and that makes her feel empowered and she's doing that because she wants to, then credit to her, like, that's fine. But if it's sort of being coerced or pressured into it, especially by like powerful men, I think that's where I take issue. So I think like Playboy on itself, like, it was revolutionary at the time, but there obviously was a lot of issues that went along with it, and some of the things that happened in the Playboy Mansion I think needed addressed.
Do you think though that we come up with these ideas now of we're able to criticize the things that's happened, and do you think that the reason we're able to do that is in part down to the fact that he perhaps did make the country more progressive, and they, because of him, we had different values, we changed our the values of the country and how society should work. So because of progressive or more out there magazines, we then changed our idea of how society should be lived in, and because of that, we then just thought, actually, that's not right in itself, and we need to tweak that. But women are allowed to have more independence, more control, more appearance. They should be on there, but the way that it's going right now is wrong.
However, if you look at, especially I'd say up until the 80s, the images chosen, there was always conforming to the sexual fantasy of the men at the time. So what the certain look was at the time, for example, body hair, pubic hair was banned on all women. They had to conform to this image of sexuality that was completely created for men by men. So by that standard, I don't think, if anything, he revolutionized. I think he just was making the most of a new platform, and I think the same has happened with lots of art. It doesn't have to be sex, it can be anything. You making the most of a new platform, that's what he did. And I would say maybe in more recent years it has been more revolutionary, because we're a lot more open to talking about it. And you might have a point that in many ways he shocked and repulsed a lot of conservative America with his magazine, and maybe that did open the pathway to a discussion. I could see that.
And he did way more than just, he shocked people with more matters than just sexual matters. He was a completely politically what we call fairly liberal person nowadays, in a time when America was not a liberal country. In the 50s he was friends, and in the 60s and 70s he was promoting black musicians in his magazines, which I know it became a bit of a staple to joke about how people only read it for the articles, which of course they can now claim, given a story that I seem to remember covered on the Pulse, that the Playboy has now removed the photos from its magazines.
Oh, it's back now.
Did they bring it back now? Did they bring it back?
Yeah.
Two issues. That kind of goes against your whole argument.
That was
well. but thinking about it, in fairness.
Yeah. But the argument of back at the time, he was a shocking, his views were shocking on more than just sexuality. They were race, they were politics, they were all other issues. And his view, even, they weren't conducted in a manner that would be acceptable, and have never been acceptable.
No.
But what he did, can the ends justify the means, is I suppose how I'm trying to ask it. Can the
Sorry to cut in, no. I know I'm sure a lot of people want to, but that made me really angry. Can the ends justify? I don't think the ends of what Playboy has produced is necessarily a positive thing. I think it's given a lot of girls complexes. They've seen images of overtly sexualized women have it, and these perfect bodies that we simply cannot...
Yeah, that aren't real.
Yeah, that aren't real, and secondly, are completely to do with what a man wants to see, and it's completely catered to the man's view. So actually, if anything, I would say it's been more damaging than... been liberating, but the same way the porn industry is very damaging for young girls and for young men, because it gives you unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, I think it's sort of, while like the whole sexual liberation side was like forward thinking, but it's still, to me, Playboy still plays into the whole idea of that women are to be looked at like, do they just look pretty and they don't speak? Because when you think of like the Playboy bunnies, you think of like a blonde bimbo, which I'm sure most of them aren't, but that through the magazine is the image that's portrayed. You know, you have the fake boobs, the fake blonde hair, whatever, which is fine, like, if that's what you want to do. But it's not as if Playboy's promoting, like, strong women who are, like, leaders or CEOs. They're promoting women as objects for men or other women.
I mean, I find that quite interesting because, I mean, you say it wasn't necessarily a... it didn't create the sexual revolution. It wasn't solely responsible for it.
In many ways, had a negative effect.
Yeah, yeah. However, do you also not think it was, in a way, a reflection of society in terms of, you're saying it was men's opinions of what women should look like and how they should be, how they should look? And even then, you said that sort of, some of that changes in 1980. They start changing things. And so, arguably, as time went on, so did the magazine. And
yeah, it definitely adapted with time.
Society. And so if we're looking back at a society like then, it's not really... I'm not agreeing with anything that they did, but I don't see it's much of a... It's, oh, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. But
I think I see the point that it did adapt with the times. And I understand you have to look at everything in the time it was set. However, I just don't understand people who are hailing him as some sort of revolutionary figure who single-handedly liberated millions of women from their sexual repression. Actually, quite the opposite. I think he, in some ways, forced women into a different type of repression in which you feel you have to conform to standards that are just simply unachievable. And very, like you've mentioned, there's definitely a uniform. You think of Playboy and there's a certain image that comes to your head, and this has been sold to millions of people as the image of the perfect woman, and that is not healthy for men or women to learn, and it's definitely not healthy for young adults to be seeing. And I personally, if I had a son or daughter, wouldn't want them to be looking at that and thinking, well, this is the ideal. That's what I want as a girlfriend. That's what I want to be when I grow up. That's the last thing I would want.
I would argue that's also, we shouldn't be looking at Playboy in isolation then, in that regard either, because Playboy is just one of countless examples of the way, especially nowadays, how marketing companies just try and imbue the way that they think that people should be living their lives and how they should look. And it's not, if anything, porn is now the easiest way to think it's not what it should be like, where it's harder to notice places like makeup or so, and where they're subconsciously trying to make
I think you've hit on a really good point there.
And with that, really interesting discussion. That's all we've got time for on this story. But if you have any opinions on anything we've just said, and I'm sure the conversation will carry on in and around here in the office.
And during the break.
Yeah, during this next song break. You can send us in a web text at urn1350.net or tweet us at urn1350. And don't forget that if you want to get involved, if you want your voice to be on the Pulse in future on any of the shows that URN does, we have our new members meeting next week. You can like the URN Facebook page to find out more about that.
You're listening to The Pulse
on URN.